Hello. How's everyone doing? Good, good. Everyone enjoying their summer break? Who hasn't had a summer break yet? A couple of people have to work over the break, yeah. Oh, see some hands at the back. They had a summer break, but not the summer break that they were looking for. Amazing. Well, God is good, amen. I want to encourage you and say well done for being in the house of God on the first Sunday of the year, giving your first back to Him on the first Sunday of 2026. You know, my message this morning is titled, What Are You Aiming For? What are you aiming for? It's a new year, and I'm not sure how you landed at the end of 2025. Perhaps you had a strong, powerful finish in a remarkable year. Is that true for anybody? One person said yes. One person said yes, but it was like, yeah. Perhaps you had a mix of challenge and some wins and some losses also. Perhaps you were happy just to close out the 2025 season. It's like, I closed it out. I made it. I made it to the end of the year. What I want to ask you today is, have you thought about 2026? So you made it to the end of last year, but have you thought about 2026? What are you aiming for in 2026? What's the plan? Where's God going to take you? What are the dreams that God has put in you for 2026? What dreams do you have for your relationships, for your marriage, for your career, your relationship with God? What are you aiming for? This is what I do know today. I know this without a doubt, that God has plans for your 2026. You may not know what they are right now at this very moment, but He has plans for your 2026. He wants to reveal them to you. He wants you to come to Him and say, Lord, what are the plans that you have for me this year? He has a perfect plan and a perfect will for you. Maybe you haven't quite thought about it yet, but I'm just praying this morning that something just that clicks within your mind and your heart. You know, the scriptures confirm that God has been thinking about you before you were even born. Some of you may be familiar with the scripture, Jeremiah 1 verse 5. It says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. You know that the Hebrew word is translated as chosen. When it says God knew you, it means that He chose you. I know you. I know your heart. His heart towards you is that I have chosen you. Maybe for some of you, those words bounce off. I just want to encourage you again. God has chosen you. God set you apart. He's consecrated you. He's redeemed you. Why? Because He loves you and He's appointed you for purpose. You know, this passage was specifically speaking to Jeremiah and the calling that was on his life. I want to remind you as you step into 2026 that there is a calling on your life. There is a purpose on your life. You know, you've been formed by God in your mother's womb. God has known you, has chosen you, has a calling on your life and for your life. You know, Jeremiah in this passage of scripture was reminded about his calling and about the messages that he would bring, that he was the one who'd been chosen by God to be a spokesperson to the nations that needed to turn their faces and their hearts back to God. Now, I'm not saying that we've all being called and set apart to be prophets that speak to nations. In saying that, if God has stamped on your heart to be a prophet, to speak God's word not only to Christians but to leaders of nations and cities and states, what are you aiming for this year? If God has put that on your heart, what are you aiming for this year? What are you doing with the gift? Who are you meeting with to sharpen and hone your gifting? Who are you putting in place as a spiritual covering for correction and protection? But for all of us this morning, God's calling and God's purposes are on your life. You're ordained as a child of God to speak, to show, and share the love of God with all humanity. That's for all of us. We have that gifting and ability. To every people, to every tribe, to every tongue, to every nation, to people of every creed, every religious background, you're ordained and set apart and chosen to deliver. I want to encourage you with just this fresh wind of the Holy Spirit this morning. As you hit up 2026 with renewed vision and determination for God's plans and purposes, what will be your stance and conviction? What will be your stance and conviction in 2026? Will you stand strong for God? Will your conviction hold you accountable to God's calling on your life? I say this because when the fire is stoked in us, you know, we can have a variety of feelings and responses when the fire is stoked in us. We might have trepidation about what comes next. We may even step out in faith despite our feelings. We might charge like a bull at a gate only to be like, oh, it's too hard. This is why we need the word of the Lord in our hearts. Jeremiah's response to being called and chosen for this purpose was this. Verse 6, you ready for this? Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. Chosen by the God of the heavens, the God of all creation, to be the mouthpiece of the Lord. So, alas, sovereign Lord, I don't know how to speak. I'm too young. Pretty sure he was speaking when he said that, but hey, it's just me. It was a response of what excuse can I come up with to stay in the same place, because this is a fearful moment for me. And I want to encourage you that God hasn't brought you this far only to have you lost in your doubts. God hasn't brought you this far only to lose your stance and convictions. God hasn't brought you this far for you to miss out on the next season that he has for you. And God's response to Jeremiah is the same today as it was then. Verse 7, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. Do not say I'm too young. And I say this to all of us. You're not too young. You're not too old. You're not too uneducated. You're not too educated. You're not too anything. God has chosen you as his very own. God has chosen you as his very own. Verse 7 and 8, but the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Wherever your feet are called to tread in 2026, whatever you're aiming for in 2026, don't be afraid. God's with you. He will rescue you. He's your Savior. I want to encourage you, speak the love of God and salvation of Jesus. Release healing to those without vision and share the kingdom of God. Someone shared it with you. Can you pass it on to somebody else? Will it be scary? Probably. Will it be wild at times? Probably. Will we question ourselves in the middle of it? Potentially. But the I am is with us. We don't do this in our own by ourselves. The I am is with us. And verse 9 goes on to say this. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth, and he said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. I want to encourage you, if you're thinking, so I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to share anything really. Well, may the God of all hope and goodness touch your mouth. Fill your mouth, fill your heart with his words. May our words, may our thoughts, may our state of mind and our hearts submit to the one who baptizes us in power and all humility. Amen. May we serve him and just share, generously share his love with others. I say it again, what are you aiming for? What are you aiming for? You're called, you're chosen, you're set apart for God's glorious purposes. You know, you're called and chosen to be a great friend. Nothing more powerful than being a great friend. Anyone ever had a great friend? Nothing so good as a great friend. I say this. God has called all of us to be great friends to each other and to the people that God brings into our lives. What do you need to let God do in you so that you can fulfill that this year? What do you need to let God heal within you? What do you need to let God empower you with? What do you need to let God remove so that you can fulfill the purposes to be a great friend to people within the body of Christ and outside of it who are called to be in? Amen. You know, you're called to be a great spouse, a great parent, a great son or daughter, a great employee, a great business owner, a great philanthropist, a great professional, a great carer, a great witness for Jesus, a great learner, a great teacher, a great follower of Jesus. There are callings, individual callings on all of our lives. And I'm sorry if I didn't get you in those ones, but God has called you to do things great for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What do you need to let God do in your life so that you can fulfill this and more this year? You can do everything that He has set before you. Notice I didn't say that you can just do everything. You can do everything that He's set before you. Everything that He has planned for you, the perfect will that He has for you, you can do it. When you submit your plans to Him and activate what He needs you to do. You know, it's really easy to set a target for something and go, this is what's going to be fulfilled in my life this year. But friends, if we stay seated, if we don't put our foot on the accelerator, if we don't put it into gear, if we don't push the pedals, how many more analogies can I come up with? I don't even know. There's an activation that's required of every single one of us. Let's not go through the motions for another year. Let's put our foot down to everything that He's called us to participate in, to activate. What does this mean? You can't serve two visions. I pray that God gives you a vision and you aim for the vision. But you can't serve two visions. Either you will serve your own or you'll serve God's. What's God's vision for your life? Three simple things to get you started. This isn't all of it. Three simple things to get you started with what God's vision is for your life. Step one, to know God through the power of Jesus' death, resurrection through the cross and grave. Step one. It's His vision for every single person's life on planet Earth. Amen. Step two, for you to grow as a disciple in your spirituality and to know all of His ways. Step three, to flourish in all of the plans and purposes that He has for you. Sounds simple when you put it like that, doesn't it? How do I know that these things are true? Just the basics of being a born-again follower of Jesus. Well, the first two steps are found in Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Jesus tells us to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing everybody in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to teach these new disciples to obey all the commands that He's given. And the third step is found in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for all of us to do. What are you aiming for in 2026? What steps do you need to take? What plans do you need to activate? Get ready for this. There's a challenge coming this morning. What course do you need to sign up to today? What apprenticeship do you need to apply for? What uni course do you need to sign for? What TAFE course do you need to sign up for? What job do you need to apply for? What do you need to pray for? Who do you need to have over for dinner? Who do you need to seek healing and restoration with? What do you need to have a stance and a conviction in? I want to encourage you today. Stance looks the part. Conviction follows through. Stance looks the part, but conviction follows through. You know, it's really easy. Like, you look at friends and family, you might look at their, like, social media, you're like, man, if I could just have their life. Stance looks the part, but conviction follows through. What do you need to do to activate what God has called you to achieve this year? What are you aiming for? What godly outcomes for 2026? What works has He called you to attend to in your own life? You want different outcomes from last year? Attend to what God has prepared for you. Does that mean that you have to sacrifice some things? Absolutely it will. I say that smiling as much as I can. Yes, there's some things that you have to give up this year if you want different outcomes from last year. God's heart is for you. You want joy and happiness? Seek first the kingdom, and in all your ways acknowledge the one who has called you and purposed you. You want a fulfilling life? Attend to the hard things, the boring things, and the fun things. You want a life that glorifies the King of Kings? Live for Him and turn your back on the devil's plans. Don't be deceived by the enemy's plans. Choose the abundant life that God has for you through Jesus. In 2026, give up what hinders you and take up your cross. What are you aiming for this year? You're called, you're chosen, you're set apart. He's given you purpose and a life to live. He has a perfect will and a perfect plan for your life. What are you aiming for? You know, I say all of these things this morning to those of you who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior. There are promises found in Jesus when He's your Lord and Savior. But if you haven't yet accepted Christ and forgiveness of sin, all of this is available to you. All of it's available to you. The simplicity of starting this challenging yet fulfilling life of believing that Jesus is Lord, sent by God to walk amongst us without sin. He went to the cross. He was buried and rose again on the third day, as we heard about in communion. Why? To take your sins and my sins to the grave. To do what we couldn't do. To pay the price for our sin so that we could be children of God. You know, many of you have heard this scripture a million times before. Romans 10 verse 9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And there are promises and the perfect will of God for your life that are found in and through Jesus. So what are you believing for this year? If you haven't called on the name of Jesus, what are you believing for this year? Maybe you've tried to do it on your own. Maybe you've tried to put your faith in people. Maybe you've tried in gaining more. Maybe you've tried then giving up what you've gained. You can try anything and everything, but only God who created the world can give you what you really need. Only God can give you peace and joy and love and hope, and it comes through Jesus. You want freedom from turmoil, freedom from anger, freedom from loneliness, and any other reality that you're facing right now. It's found through Jesus. As simple as this, turn to Jesus, believe in Him, and be saved. Amen. Now, before we finish the service this morning, if you're in this place and you haven't had the opportunity to respond to Jesus, to accept forgiveness of sins and make Him the Lord of your life, I want to give everybody the opportunity to do that. Well, you might be watching online. You could be in the room right now. Just as we bow our heads and close our eyes just for a moment, there are promises for you. There is hope for you. You know, even as we're in worship this morning, just with the eyes closed still, I felt God speak to me that there are people in the room today that are hanging on by a thread, desperately living without hope. God wanted me to let you know He has hope for you. You don't have to hold on by a thread anymore. He wants to come and give you fulfillment in your heart. It's through Jesus. And so just with everyone's eyes closed, if you want to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, be forgiven of sin, of known as a son and daughter of God, this is your moment. This is your opportunity. On the count of three, I'm going to ask you to put your hand up if you say, yeah, that's me. I want that. I want everything that God has for me. Once you put your hand up, you can put it back down. And then we're going to pray a prayer. On the count of three. One, two, three. If that's you, put your hand up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Say, yeah, that's me. I need Jesus. I can't do this on my own. I can't walk in this anymore. I don't want to be alone anymore. I want to be restored to God the Father. Is anyone else? Say, yeah, that's me. Just pop your hand up. You can put it straight back down. Thank you. Anyone? Yeah, thank you. Awesome. Anyone else today? Say, yeah, I've been doing this on my own and I can't do it on my own anymore. It's too hard. It's a burden I can't carry. You're right. Jesus took the burden to the cross for each and every single one of us. Anyone else? Say, yeah, that's me. One last moment. Don't let this moment pass you by. Don't let this moment be robbed from you. We're going to pray a prayer with our eyes closed. You know, if you put your hand up, pray this prayer after me. Pray it out nice and loud. This is your moment of freedom and salvation. If you didn't put your hand up but you wanted to, can you pray the prayer? God doesn't care about your hand. He's interested in your heart. Church, join me as we pray this prayer. Dear God, nice and loud. Dear God, I thank you that you sent Jesus, that he went to the cross, he was buried and rose again on the third day for the forgiveness of my sins. I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Forgive me of my sin. I repent. I turn to you. And from today, I follow you. I walk in your will. I walk in your purpose and I walk in your plans. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.